In 2010, the tempo of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan were saddling the Army's medical treatment facilities with thousands of soldiers needing complex health care. That same year, Army Surgeon General Eric Shoemaker chartered a task force to help improve trust. He believed trust was the foundation of Army medicine. The Trust and Enhancement Sustainment Task Force was headquartered at Madigan Army Medical Center. Now the Surgeon General's office has confirmed that the $3.1 million program was suspended in December after an internal investigation. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Task Force staff was charged with conducting trust enhancement trainings at 242 Army medical treatment facilities nationwide. In a 2010 Army Medicine newsletter, Army Surgeon General Eric Shoemaker touted the so-called Culture of Trust initiative as strategic to improving patient care and the Army healthcare experience. Army investigators found anything but. They found the task force lacked the structure and employee training standards to execute its mission. The heavily redacted documents revealed that the program's director, confirmed as Claudette Elliott, encouraged employees to participate in what were deemed to be questionable practices, including the unauthorized use of Wiccan rituals and energy readings. The document revealed that Elliott and a few others in the organization encouraged what investigators called a toxic, cult-like atmosphere. Employees were required to keep personal journals, which were turned in and discussed during staff meetings. Investigators found that during these meetings, brutal negative feedback was encouraged among employees, which resulted in bullying and, quote, a wolf pack mentality. Elliott was found to be using a PhD from an unaccredited university. Investigators determined that the use of the title posed a potential risk to the integrity of Army medicine. Elliott did not return calls for comment. In a statement, the Office of the Army Surgeon General says the task force mission was suspended in December after it was determined that the organization was executing its mission outside of Army medicine and Army values. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.